On Earth, nuclear plants are powered by nuclear fission. That's when a neutron collides with a uranium atom and splits it, producing energy. NASA hopes to use that idea for space colonies. It's working with the Department of Energy to design a fission system for the moon that would create enough power to continuously run 30 households for 10 years. Last month, NASA awarded year-long contracts to three companies to develop preliminary designs for a fission power station. Nuclear scientist Anthony Colomino is running the research program for NASA.
So what we're doing in the next year is we're looking to industry to provide us with a full integrated system design using the technology base that they understand, that they've been working with for a while, innovating around that to try to accommodate what it would need to be for a space system.
The participating companies are Lockheed Martin, Westinghouse, and IX, a joint venture of Intuitive Machines and X Energy. NASA is no stranger to nuclear energy. It's been part of NASA's portfolio for decades. In fact, radioisotopes power the Mars rovers and Viking probes. LiveScience.com reports this hypothetical reactor would help turn the moon into an extraterrestrial base for human space exploration, including future manned missions to Mars. Colomino says it would position the U.S. for power growth.
We don't see this first instance of demonstration on the lunar surface as being the thing that we would use to support NASA missions. But we are looking for a lunar economy, and so we want to have a capability that can grow with the power demands of a lunar economy. And that 40 kilowatt is a kind of a nice place to be looking for higher power systems and kind of capturing that in the current design.
The companies are tasked to develop a fission power station that would generate 40 kilowatts of power and last at least 10 years in a lunar environment. Colomino hopes the commercial sector, knowledgeable about how nuclear power plants work on Earth, would eventually take over.
We would look at it as a power grid. It would be our desire that it is a commercial capability, that it's not a government capability, and that it would be something that would be provided to other entrepreneurial enterprises on the surface of the moon for them to be able to use that power to conduct their own operations.
One of the criticisms of nuclear energy is it's expensive to generate.
I think that those costs will continue to come down, and it will look to be more affordable. The first operations out there, you know, it's always going to be more expensive to get that first thing out there and get it established. But if the strategy is one that is healthy and robust, the commercial industry will find ways of making that capability cheaper and better.
NASA has been studying fission systems for 15 years and had a successful test of a fission prototype reactor in 2018. This new system design would be lighter and smaller than nuclear plants on Earth. It has to fit inside a 12-foot long by 18-foot wide rocket. The power station could be ready to launch by the end of the decade for a demonstration on the moon. Some people might wonder why NASA isn't using solar. One reason is because solar wouldn't work in permanently shadowed regions on the moon and in dust storms on Mars. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.